This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The 11th International Day of Yoga was celebrated today with great enthusiasm and widespread participation across the country and around the world. The President and the Prime Minister led the celebrations by taking part in yoga sessions at different locations. President Draupadi Murmu took part in an event at Dehradun in Uttarakhand. Speaking at the event, President Murmu highlighted India's pivotal role in promoting yoga on the world stage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended a 45-minute yoga session following the common yoga protocol along the scenic coastline at Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, which witnessed the participation of over 3 lakh enthusiasts. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi emphasized yoga as a tool for global harmony, calling upon every nation to integrate yoga into their lifestyle and public policy.
Let this Yoga Day mark the beginning of yoga for humanity, where inner peace becomes global policy. Jahan yoga sirf personal practice na rahe, balki global partnership ka madhyam bane. Jahan har desh, har samaj, yoga ko jeevan shaili aur lok niti ka hissa banaye. Jahan hum milkar ek shant, santulit aur sustainable vishw ko gati de. Jahan yog vishw ko takrav se sahyog aur tanav se samadhan ki aur le jaye.
Yoga Day was celebrated with much fervor in several states and union territories, including Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Madhya Pradesh, Goa, Maharashtra, Manipur and Tamil Nadu. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami announced the launch of country's first yoga policy on the occasion today. The Chief Minister was speaking at a Yoga Day program organized at Bharari Sen in Garrison. In Telangana, more than 3,000 Divyangs from about 19 states took part in the International Yoga Day event at Kana Wellness Center at Chegur. Indian Coast Guard celebrated the day with Yoga Saman Sangam at more than 60 locations across India's coastline and island territories. Over 9 lakh cadets of National Cadet Corps also participated in synchronized yoga sessions at iconic locations across the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that India will never restore Indus Water Treaty with Pakistan. He said the government will construct a canal to take excess water to Rajasthan flowing to Pakistan. In an interview with an English daily, the Home Minister said government's policy of zero tolerance against terrorism is intact. Mr. Shah said the government is addressing the root causes of terrorism, be it in Kashmir, Naxal areas or the northeast. He said India is not just the safest and best, but the only place to invest in the world. Mr. Shah said the government has worked hard since 2014 to ensure the fruits of growth are spread evenly across the nation. He said India is poised to be a global economic powerhouse. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has directed Air India to remove 3 officials from all roles and responsibilities related to crew scheduling and rostering, with immediate effect for serious violations. The regulator also instructed the airline to initiate internal disciplinary proceedings against these officials without delay and to report the outcome of such proceedings within 10 days. In a statement, DGCA said these officials were responsible for operational lapses. It noted that repeated and serious violations were voluntarily disclosed during the post-transition review of the air route management system to the CAE flight and crew management system. The Bihar government has decided to increase the pension of senior citizens, widows and people with disability under the Social Security Pension Scheme by 700 rupees per month. Brilliant centuries from opener Yashasvi Jaiswal's skipper Shubman Gill and his deputy Rishabh Pant powered India to a commanding position of 471 runs against host England in the first innings on the second day of first match of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Headingley in Leeds. In reply, England were 127 for 2 in their first innings when the reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.